November 12th, 2025. Took me a while there to remember. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. We're a little later than usual this weekend or this week. It's a Wednesday night because our dear friend Max was traveling, and some worthwhile travel as always. And then he had he was covering city council for the city of Wauwatosa last night.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, so but now we're glad to have him tonight. And yeah, so this first segment we got some big Waukesha news to cover and some announcements, and then in the second segment we're going to have as of right now we're going to have Tyler Pudliner from Bobbleheads Bring Us Together, Waukesha resident of Waukesha Blazer baseball team, and he was probably most known, perhaps even nationwide. He was one of the victims of the 2021 Christmas parade attack. And we're approaching the fourth anniversary of that. And, you know, not only did Tyler survive, thankfully, you know, he was in the high school marching band at Waukesha South when that happened. I believe it was his junior year. Yeah. And, but he continues to thrive with his philanthropy, Bobbleheads Bring Us Together. And so we're going to touch base with Tyler. He's been in the show before, very dear friend. And, you know, part of the Waukesha family. So, but in the meantime, again, This Week in Waukesha is, I'm your host. How did I forget that? I'm downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in the first floor of our beloved Banting Park home. We're taking a chance here because nobody's home. And the dog usually likes to, you know, he's taken over our bedroom upstairs. So he's enjoying his quiet time. And so hopefully that'll stick throughout the podcast. So, but I am joined as always, again, as I mentioned, Max, the mighty Max Martinson, and got to do the proper introduction. And it's well worth the wait being able to reconnect with him. Max, I was also going to tell, This Week in Waukesha is a civic media production with cooperation from WAUK Radio, 540 AM. And if you're in Waukesha, 101.1 FM still works. I know they've changed the signal, but I still get 101.1 FM, the best. So, but, you know, whatever works for you. And then there's also the Civic Media app for our regular radio programming. So, first, you know, rule of the day is obviously, since we're in the aftermath of Veterans Day, you know, really giving my heartfelt thanks out to all the veterans who have served. I think of my father who passed away a few years ago, who served our nation proudly in the U.S. Army in Korea, and as well as some other dear neighbors, friends, family members. All three of my mother's brothers served in World War II, and it is a pleasure and honor to look through Facebook to, you know, friends of mine that post military pictures of their loved ones that have served in the various I guess wars, or just, you know, in the service altogether. And so, you know, no matter how crazy things have gotten in the last few years, it's, you know, one great way to come together to honor and say thank you and to remember our veterans in a special way. So, yeah, and that reminds me, I got to have my good friend Tim Nekich back on, a fellow former alderman who also, he had some unique experiences serving in the Army in Vietnam. He wasn't right in the front, but in a service capacity, he was able to capture a lot of images and stories from our time in Vietnam. So, yeah, Max, if you think of anybody you want to recognize from your family or friends or network, you know, please feel free to shout that out. And then jumping into the biggest news of this past week, and it hits really close to home, because as many of you know, I'm on the board of the food pantry serving Waukesha County, and I just stepped down in the last few months as the board chair, but continue to serve on the board. And we learned this week, I've known for a while, but if, you know, again, we the board, those in the know, did a really good job of keeping this really quiet, but it was announced all throughout the media, and Max, you may have even read it in Milwaukee, that Karen and Dick Vaughn, who recently sold their company KDV Label in Waukesha, it's now been announced that they've made a generous donation of $3.5 million to the food pantry, so that people in Waukesha County that have food insecurity problems. And believe it or not, in our state's most affluent county, food security is an issue. That these families, these children, these mothers, these people will have the resources to continue, you know, from the food pantry. The pantry will be able to provide much needed groceries now and for a long time into the future, as well as be able to use a portion of this donation. The report in the news says $2.5 million, but I thought it was a smaller amount. But a portion of the donation will be set aside for that, you know, for future, for, you know, kind of like an endowment that the Vaughns will have a role in dictating how that money's spent, and that it's but a large chunk of that will go towards purchasing a new permanent facility. And what's exciting about that is, for, you know, the food pantry has one driveway, and that creates a lot of problems for deliveries that they get from some of the larger feeder organizations like Feeding America. You think of these big trucks coming in, but then you also have clients coming in, people that come in to collect the groceries. You have volunteers coming in, and it's just created a lot of logistical hassles. And even though they've done a great job with that space, it's the footprint isn't really sustainable enough over a long period of time, or, you know, really serviceable to fulfill the food pantry mission. And so the building that they're looking, they have their sights on a building, more on that later. But, you know, the idea is there's a facility with driveway access on both sides of the building. So one can be for deliveries and even pickups. You know, you have volunteers that go and they deliver meals to some of those families that are shut in, if you will, if you think of seniors or people with disabilities. And then you'll have another driveway for the clients that come in to collect their groceries. So, anyone, as we head closer to Thanksgiving, I couldn't think of a greater gift to the community than this wonderful gift from Karen and Dick Vaughn. And I really hope I get the opportunity to thank them in person. But I also, you know, want to really take this moment. I was hoping to get Lindsay Johnson, the executive director, who's obviously played a big role in this and in moving the mission forward when she took over for Karen Treadwell. And also congratulating Karen Treadwell, because she also had a long-standing relationship with the Vaughns that I'm sure, you know, was conducive to this wonderful, generous donation. And but it's really exciting to see a mission continue to not only sustain itself, but now has a really, really bright outlook for the future, like being in a better place financially and having the ability to expand its footprint so to better serve the community. And so, yeah, again, Ben, big kudos to all the great work Lindsay's doing and the wonderful staff there. Jeremy and Michael Egli, program director, you know, just really top shelf people. And yeah, this is very emotional for me. But the one thing I kind of wanted to get really outspoken about is, you know, just because they have this large donation doesn't mean that people don't have to contribute anymore to the food pantry. The need is still there. And so all those people that are giving groceries in kind, or they're giving donations from payroll, or maybe it's an annual amount that they're giving. And, you know, those amounts range from, you know, $5, $10, $25 to $100, $500, $1,000, you know, all of that is greatly appreciated. It's still greatly needed. And so my message to everybody that supports the food pantry is keep on keeping on. You're a very important part of what they do, especially as we get near the holidays, so that the children and families, you know, have what they need. And, of course, throughout the year. And so, and then also for prospective donors looking for a cause to support that, and when you consider the government shutdown too, that there are more families impacted in Waukesha County, perhaps more than ever. And so, so again, we're really excited about that huge donation from, the Vaughns. I know the food pantry is over the moon, and it's a huge, it's a real credit to any nonprofit when you get a donation of that size. It says a lot about how they care for donor dollars, their governance, their strong operations, operational management. So it's a big feather in the cap for our city, of Waukesha too. And the relationship with the city government has been really strong with the food pantry as well as other community partners. So it really is a credit to everybody that supports the mission that we got such a generous gift. And of course, a credit to the Vaughns themselves for their wonderful generosity and charity. So I'm sure I'll be talking more about that. There's another cause I want to pay special attention to. And a big part of this takes place right here in my neighborhood, our beloved Banting Park neighborhood that Max can't hear enough about. And our neighbors, Russ and Jamie Donald, are good friends. They're our youngest daughters have been close friends for many years. And they have three amazing children. Son Jaden, did I get his name correct? He's a member of the Waukesha South, the legendary, the fabled mock trial team that's gone to state several a couple state championships. And he's been one of the star players over the last couple of years, and he's a senior. So wishing him the best of luck and continued success. But the parents, Russ and Jamie Donald, they've been involved with Bikers Advocating Child Safety. It's a nonprofit organization that aids in the healing and prevention of child abuse. When a child has been abused and the family contacts Bikers Advocating Child Safety, we welcome them in and become an extra support when needed. And these words are coming from Jamie. We often attend court hearings and find resources for the families depending on their needs. We are sponsoring Letters from Santa again this year. It's their third year doing this. And letters can be dropped off in the Santa mailbox located at the Donald's home, which is it's west of Manhattan Avenue on Greenway Terrace in Waukesha. You can't miss it. I don't even know the number, but with all the Christmas decorations they do in the front, you cannot miss it. And I'm sure there'll be a big Santa's mailbox will be there. But if you know where Moreland 18 is, Max, I think you know where anybody remember where Euros West used to be before that was sold? You're turning north down Manhattan from 18, from Moreland. And then as you go down Manhattan, it's like two blocks, and then you get to Greenway Terrace. You take a left, and it's like, I believe it's the third house on the left. And again, you can't miss it, the whole yard. Waukesha Freeman, I think, did a great front page story on them because they had great, I think it was a Packers playoff decoration a few years back. So they really go all out for holidays and for their Packers and for this Letters from Santa. So they ask that anyone that drops a letter off leaves a return address, and they will respond to all letters received by December 18th. Any other questions, please let me know. Contact me through Facebook, or the Bikers Advocating for Child Safety have a wonderful Facebook page. So be sure to check that out. You can find them on Google. But I also want to point out some more notes about what this means. Santa's mailbox is open, they say. Bikers Advocating Child Safety is officially teaming up with the North Pole. We're collecting letters to Santa in our special mailbox located west on Manhattan Drive on Greenway Terrace and Walk. I mentioned that. Let your kiddos write their wishes, drop them off, and let us work our holiday magic. We're making sure every letter gets the attention it deserves. Drop off your letters now and help us make this season extra special for the little ones. Last day to drop off letters again is December 18th. So it seems to me that this isn't just for families with abused children, but I think any family that has a need for a little extra help at Christmas time. And my family can certainly relate. You know, a few years back we had some hardships, and we were very grateful for the support of other families in the community at Christmas time. And no shame in admitting that. You know, we've all had our tough times, and we've been really blessed the last decade with some good, you know, great professional success with the growth of our business, and my wife's continuing success in her profession. So it's really neat to be able to kind of pay it forward and to support something like this Letters from Santa. So big shout out to my neighbors there, and you know, Banting Park Pride all the way. So we're looking for some great charities to support for sure. Bikers Advocating for Child Safety. And there's other ways too you can support that mission, especially if you're a biker. So do you have a motorcycle, Max? I forget. I know you have a cool car, but
I do not have a motorcycle yet.
Yet. So someday Max will be
maybe had a Yamaha R7 in my sights for a while now. So
it's all good. It's all good. And then and then also again, keep the food pantry in mind as well, that especially with Thanksgiving. A lot of dry goods, canned goods. Every pantry seems to have a lot of them that are just sitting there. And if you can spare some of those, drop it off at the food pantry. And it really makes a difference for a lot of families around the holidays. And of course, cash donations are welcome too. And so there's a couple of great causes there you can support here in our beloved city of Waukesha. So and as I mentioned too, nobody's really talked about it yet, but I'm sure it'll happen. And as someone that was there that day that marched in the parade, that we have the fourth anniversary coming up of the Christmas parade tragedy that took place on November 21st. And so there will be at the parade memorial in Greedy Park at 4:39 p.m. on Friday the 21st, there will be a memorial service that we do every year. And it's 4:39 was the exact time that the attack had started, had taken place, and had claimed six lives, Waukesha lives. And so we keep them forever in our hearts. And a couple of years ago on my radio show, I had Chief Daniel Thompson on, and he had said that that was Waukesha's 9/11. And for sure, I think that's very eloquently stated and simply stated that, and so that it continues to remain something that people in Waukesha remember. And I know we'll be putting our blue light bulbs up outside, another great Waukesha tradition, to remember those loved and lost, as well as many of the survivors that are still in many ways victims, that are dealing with post-traumatic stress in other areas, or mental health issues as a result that have yet to be resolved. And so keeping all those people close near this holiday season. So Max has given me the warning. We're down to the last, I think, minute and a half here. So I want to thank everybody for indulging me as I shout out the big news regarding Food Pantry Serving Waukesha County, and what a blessing it is for me to be a part of that effort and to support those families dealing with food insecurity. And then also just great to be in the same neighborhood where you have families that are involved in Bikers Advocating for Child Safety, excuse me, and their Letters from Santa, third year in a row, where you can drop letters off there, and they will do their best to make sure that the kiddos get something, have a really special Christmas. So it's great to see that holiday spirit really kick in early. So, and then of course, big shout out to our veterans here, since yesterday was Veterans Day, and I am a big supporter too of making Veterans Day a state holiday. I think it is a federal holiday. I think it should be a state holiday, a great opportunity to reflect and celebrate those who have given so much for our country. So that's it for segment number one. Stick around for segment number two on This Week in Waukesha. Go get your favorite beverage or use the restroom, whatever it is you need to do. And we'll see you in just a few minutes. Bye for now, and see ya.